B-Pod Studios.
I came across some literature.
You did.
That I found to be quite disturbing. It is an organization that has groups up and down the Eastern Seaboard essentially profiling people. This gentleman has taken it upon himself to single out people and report them. And that's all I really know about it, and I don't know too much about this gentleman, but let's find out. Barkhamsted, Connecticut, where Jerry Blavatt is on the phone with us. Jerry, of course, is the head and the president and founder of CU, Spotting East Coast Ethnic Undesirables. And welcome to the show, Jerry.
Pleasure to be here.
Now, from what I see here, you are a nonprofit volunteer group designed to report to state or federal agencies any person who may be deemed undesirable based on race or ethnic origin. Now, how long has this group been in existence?
Since about 9/9/13 ot one.
9/9/13 ot one.
I had the idea for it on between 9/11 and 9/12. 9/11 was a lot to take in, and then on 9/12, I thought it through, and 9/13. Began the beginnings of putting it together.
Now, Mr. Blavatt, your literature claims that you have volunteer groups in every eastern state from Maine to Florida, and that since this organization has been in existence, apparently your people are responsible for reporting over 3,000 individuals, ranging from businessmen to housewives and even children, to state and federal authorities.
That's correct. One of the reasons we were able to move so quickly on this was that I already had the infrastructure in place, work on the internet.
Uh-huh.
And that's sort of my avocation.
Sure.
And I was able to put together a large group of people with similar beliefs because I don't know if you're familiar with the term web ring.
Web ring. What's that?
It's where internet sites of people with similar interests are tied together at a central location, so you
okay.
can go from page to page, search for a specific page, or simply browse through them all.
Uh-huh.
And we already had a large community in place due to my work. Not my work so much as my avocation. It's a labor of love that I've done for quite some time. But we already had a lot of like-minded people through my web ring.
Now, what is the particular profile that you are setting up for somebody who is an undesirable in this country?
Well, a lot of times that's up
what
to
are you looking
personal
for?
Interpretation. It's we've got a very diverse membership in our organization, which was originally set up as a sadomasochistic bondage web ring. And they're all good people, and I liken it that we've taken a beating as far as in the SDM community, as far as having an undesirable image ourselves. But I view it in much the same way that that we've seen the image of bikers changed over the years, where at first it was thought that they were outlaws and drug addicts and things of that nature, and now there's nothing more American than someone riding down the road on their Harley Davidson with the flags flying. It's become a symbol of America,
yeah.
And hopefully that's the way that we will end up here, where we're just lending our reaching out and lending a hand here and trying to get this undesirable population under control here. And I think that it's the being the work of sadomasochists that it'll go a long way towards people understanding that we're good Americans and patriots as well.
So, let me see if I get this straight. You're into S&M, you and your groups.
That's correct, yes, sir.
And after...
And also, we're not... We don't exclude that's the umbrella that it's under, and whatever fetishes may be involved. Some fetishes we may shy away from; other ones we embrace, and other ones we're sort of neutral about. But we try to provide a home for everyone.
So, if you're in the S&M community trying to find a home for everyone, on September 13th, you put together the Spotting East Coast Ethnic Undesirables. Where does that fall into your S&M lifestyle?
Well, what it is it's
Do you consider yourself an undesirable?
No, sir. I'm a good American, and so are the people. That's the entire point behind this, is that we want to show everybody, and well, by everybody, we want to show the nation that that we are patriots, and we are worthy of respect, as are bikers, who are a long time vilified. And we just want the same respect that bikers are getting here in the S&M community. We share many of the same traits. Of course, leather wear is big in both of them, and that seems to have become accepted. And if the sight of a grown man in a full diaper repulses you, well, just understand that that's freedom of speech as well.
But that would be labeled an undesirable. I suspect that somebody would report that.
No, undesirable, it's of ethnic means.
Of ethnic means. So being of S&M, you discriminate as to who can be in your club?
Oh, absolutely. As of 9/13. Actually, it may have even been 9/12, because I was very incensed following 9/11, of course, and
sure.
I did expel some people of questionable ethnic background
out of your group.
Any of the Middle Eastern sounding names. And
so, and you reported them to state and federal authorities?
Well, yes, I did. And where we are trying to do this outreach here and doing interviews like we're doing now is to let people know that the authorities aren't being all that responsive. When we simply alert them that there is an ethnic undesirable, they ask, well, what have they done? Have they acted suspiciously? And I don't think they should have to. If they're ethnically undesirable,
but some people, sir, would claim that you and your group are undesirable, and who sets the boundaries?
What we're trying to fight here is discrimination, and we believe that there's room for everybody.
Sure.
We're doing this in an effort to try to upgrade our image, and much like the bikers were a few years ago, where they were leather clad and looked down upon. We're leather clad and looked down upon,
right.
But I think you'll find that we're all good Americans.
So do you think by turning in people that might be deemed under your rules undesirable makes you a better American?
Look,
because
if
you're into S&M and wear a diaper?
If the sight of a grown man wearing a full diaper and being whipped with a cat of nine tails offends you, well, then this group isn't for you, but we still have the same right to exist as bikers.
Did you say a full diaper?
Pardon me?
Did you say the sight of a man wearing a full diaper?
That's correct, sir.
Meaning full of excrement?
Well, that's generally what a full diaper means, and it's certainly nothing to be made fun of. It's serious business.
What, is that a turn-on for some people?
To those that are involved in it, well, yes, sir, it's not my turn-on, but we believe there's room for everybody, and we want them to know that we're good Americans.
Well, Mr. Blavatt, what is your particular turn-on?
I don't want to turn this into an interview about me. This is an interview about the organization and what we were able to do. And I just wanted to point out that the only reason we've been able to move so quickly with this was the existing infrastructure where we trade computer files, sexual partners,
web
things
rings.
Like that. That's correct. We'll trade the computer files, the pictures, and sometimes audio and sexual partners.
So
we'll swap them around.
I see you're based out of Barkhamsted, Connecticut. First of all, I didn't know there was a big S&M group up there.
Well,
but,
hopefully the day will come through efforts of this organization that you will, and people won't be so feel that they have to be so underground about it. There is a leather shop here in town.
And you got a thing, group in Florida as well, huh? Along the eastern coast.
Well, it's my particular organization goes up and down the entire eastern seaboard.
Okay.
And we do, especially in some states, maintain low profile, especially in the state of Georgia.
But you still have no problem turning in people that you deem might be undesirable.
Well, that's correct, and it's just our effort to show that that we're good Americans, just like the bikers.
Why are you lumping yourself in with the bikers? The bikers are good, upstanding citizens.
On the
other hand, are walking around in a full diaper.
Sir, they are viewed that way today. They weren't viewed that way so many years ago with the whole Easy Rider, and people would see a motorcycle coming down the street, and they certainly wouldn't wave the flag at them. They think they were undesirables.
I consider you an undesirable, and I think you're stooping to an all-new low if you feel that you need to turn in other people and report them to state and federal authorities as undesirables, and you yourself walk around with cat and nine tails,
well,
full
just
diapers.
Answer me this. If the swing set is on private property and it's in a properly fenced backyard, where is the harm?
Goodbye, sir.
Pardon?
Goodbye. I'm done with this interview.
Well, we'd like to give out the web address, and we'd like to invite you to join.
I'll pass in joining.
You don't have to be ashamed anymore, because I know for a fact you couldn't get this number if you weren't curious.
Southwest Florida, sure have a wonderful time. I feel as high as that Australian pine. Now I'm sweating my friggin' ass off in that Southwest Florida heat, but I'm loving all the people that I get to meet. You got to tune your radio on, now listen to me. We got that powerful stuff that'll knock you off. Fort Myers, all the radios are on. All over Southwest Florida, you know it can't be wrong. From Marco to Fort Charlotte, they all heard the news. They say 2 o'clock, time to light the fuse. Stan and Haney, Stan and Haney, Stan and Haney, all afternoon. The best in local radio that there's ever been. Show it so damn good, it makes the Pope wanna sin. Go fill out to the beaches, people laugh out loud. Got the show that draws flies and a bit of a crowd. Stand and hit it. To us once, then you're gonna listen twice. Got up way too damn early for too damn long. Back in the afternoon, that's where we belong. Stan and Haney, Stan and Haney, Stan and Haney, on all afternoon.
Proud to work for the Beasley Media Group, and we'd like to thank them for the indoor plumbing and the microphones. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Tuesday edition of the Stan and Haney Show.
We're just having a very interesting conversation off the air.
Yeah, we were.
About,
but it's the truth.
About people who feel the need to tell out-and-out lies that are completely unrealistic in order to impress somebody, even though there's no way they can follow through on that lie. You say they feel better in the moment, and that's what it's about.
That they know that they can't follow through
Let me give you an example.
Okay.
Hey, Junior.
What up?
You know, you've been working really hard for us.
What?
Well, this is Stan, remember, this isn't real. This is an example.
Okay.
So that then you can benefit us with your wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
Junior, I've never told you this, but... well, I've started dating somebody. I've actually been seeing her for about a year.
Yeah.
And her family basically... Well... They basically own, like, Sanibel, Captiva, all that stuff.
They own Sanibel and
Captiva? Yeah, I mean, they're rolling in money.
Yeah.
And this weekend, meaning me and her, we're going to stay at one of their mansions up on Upper Captiva. And we had the boat and all that set. But I can't go.
Oh, that's
unfortunate. So I was thinking that...
I'll take your place.
You wouldn't mind that?
I wouldn't mind at all.
Because, I mean, we already have the staff arranged and everything, and ultimately it'll cost more money if we have to shut it back down. So go ahead, make your plans, do what you want to do. The only thing I ask is that you cover your own gas and food, okay?
No, I thought food would be included.
Go along,
man.
With it. Okay.
Well, I mean, I'm giving you a nice boat that's yours for the weekend so that you can get to the mansion. And once it's there, you may as well take advantage of it. Go water skiing, fishing, whatever you want to. I'm just asking that, you cover your own gas and food. And you might want to hurry up and do that. So, are you interested?
Yes.
Hell yeah, I am. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you.
Now, what's going to happen, Junior, is I'll string you along until Friday, right before the end of the show, when you're supposed to leave to get on the boat.
Oh, I have to leave on Friday after the show?
Stop asking too many questions.
Well, I'm confused, man.
You're just going along. You're playing.
I'm going along with it. Fine. Yeah.
Yes. All
sir.
Right. Yes.
Yes, sir.
So you've already loaded your car with coolers of perishable food and cold beer and all that. Mm-hmm. You've spent money you didn't have, but it makes sense because you're getting a mansion.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And then right before you're about to leave, on my way out the door, I go, oh, damn, I knew I forgot something. Junior, that whole thing fell through. You're not going.
Okay, why are you telling me this now? You could have just roped me along.
He ain't playing along. This is why you never put him in the scenario.
I understand. You know? But things like that happen all the time.
But I tried to explain to you off the air when somebody's promising something big.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you can go on our 75-foot yacht. We'll take you down to the Bahamas. Oh, you can go and we have...
Well, my reaction is... What are you kidding? Really?
We have the skybox at the stadium. Oh, it's going to be served. We got TVs. We got it's yours if you want to use it. I said to you, I said never take anybody at face value on that. Especially,
I just don't understand because the motivation.
What they're doing is they're trying to impress.
Mm-hmm.
Oh man, this person's got it. This person has it all. And you are not in their sphere of people that they really care about to impress. You're peripheral. It's like...
So I'd be like a bonus impression.
Right. And by them saying, oh, sorry, it's all called off.
Mm-hmm.
Regardless of if you had your bags packed, you went and had your passport updated.
They've already received the recognition that they want.
Correct.
Without following through. Okay.
Let me give you another example.
Don't involve him
because
he don't get it.
This is a true life story. The names have been changed to protect the innocent.
Are there any innocent?
Not in these situations. There's gullible and then there's the users. This was about, I don't know, 10, 15 years ago. A pretty big name rock star will remain nameless. Used to like because at the time there was an album that was being promoted and a concert tour that was starting. And the person needed A, the attention, B, the publicity for it, and very well to do in his musical career, and said to me, and I remember it very well, and if you think you know who I'm talking about, you're way off base. Said to me, man, we go out when I'm not on tour, we go out every Saturday on the boat, man. We go after tarpon and we go after snook and redfish. Stan, you gotta come with us, man. Well, when do you guys go out?
You took it seriously.
Every Saturday or Sunday. Oh, man, that would be really great.
Where do I meet up?
Where do I meet up? Well, you just give me a call. Here's my number. When the weekend that you're free, because we're always out there as long as I'm not on tour, we'll have the time of our lives. Never got a hold of him. Never had an answer. Never intended to take me out as a regular weekend thing. It was, let me get the publicity out for the tour. Let me get the publicity
ingratiate myself
with Stan and the hosts. But it was never intended, because I'm not in that person's sphere of wanting to impress. If it was another Hollywood person, another rock person that was coming around, then the calls would be gone. But I'm Stan, the DJ.
Mm-hmm.
That's good to get on the air and promote what's coming up.
You can be useful at times.
Right. But you're not going on the damn water with me.
Did you know that at the time, or did you learn that lesson then?
I suspected, but I played it out to see if in fact...
To its logical conclusion.
Yes, and my suspicions were correct. So there you go. So you say people promise big things, and
but when
life
I promise
is full of letdowns like that.
But when I promise things, I follow through.
And I'm going to be as delicate about this as I possibly can.
Because you're about to call me a moron.
No,
aren't
I'm
you?
Not. You follow through and you are 100% honest in following through, again, with your sphere of people. The people that are close to you, the people that you want around you and they want to be around you, you're loyal to them. But there could be, hypothetically, a time where somebody said something and it's like, oh yeah, come on, we'll go and do that one day. Let's go. That sounds like fun. But that's in passing and you never really thought.
It's
the old let's do lunch sometime.
You remember that old lady Beverly that used to be in sales over in Melbourne?
Yeah.
She taught me that years ago. She said, honey, and her voice was deeper than mine. Honey, you gotta understand. Sometimes you just gotta realize the difference between real things and what I like to call bar talk.
There you go. Stan and Haney.
So what you're explaining to me is all these things that I'm thinking about, that's all bar talk.
So what we were talking about off the air.
Yeah.
I knew right off the bat.
Bar talk.
And I wasn't going to be involved with it.
Because I got confused because I wasn't at a bar.
Nope.
Am I going to Captiva?
Why don't
not?
You shut up? We'll be back. Stan and Haney.
The only place in Southwest Florida where drunken idiots and law enforcement actually get along. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Mike Chinopoulos from Absolute Law will be joining us in about 1 hour. He is an attorney, lawyer, esquire, and he joins us every Tuesday to answer your legal questions. If you would like to pose a question to Mike Chinopoulos, and last week a prime example, a lot of questions couldn't be asked because they came in too late for him.
That's always the case.
If you'd like to ask Mike a question, text us on the Absolute Law text line, 239-277-9600. We'll pose the question to him on the air, and he'll answer it for you.
And you know why that happens, don't you?
Why?
Monkey see, monkey do.
Yep. So if there's something legally that is, nothing's too big or too small. There's something that's been bothering you, and you just want to know if you're going in the right direction, it can't hurt to text Mike on the Absolute Law text line, 239-277-9600. He will join us and answer your questions in 1 hour. But text it now. Make sure you get in so you're not left behind like so many were last week. We'll do the grab bag in a second. I got a call from the chief engineer this morning at my home.
At what hour?
Oh, it wasn't too bad. It was about 9:30 this morning.
Okay, that's reasonable for you. I thought maybe he was thinking about taking revenge for 30-year-old stuff when we used to call him at 5 a.m.
No, but we did. Let me rewind just a second.
It's odd for him to call you personally.
Well, here's why. About 3 weeks ago, Rick Peterson, who is in our production department, he does the commercials and all of that stuff for this radio station and a bunch of others.
Has he received sainthood yet?
He deserves it. He came in and we were talking, we chat all the time, and he said, I just paid the $14 for the year. I got a VPN. And I said, well, what can you do? He goes, I'm a huge Marlins fan. And he said, Bally, which used to be the Fox Sports Network, isn't carried on his cable system.
I thought they made pinball machines.
Yeah. Same company. Bally's, like in Vegas and all that.
Yeah.
They're the ones that have the sports channels here. And of course, we're
never heard of that.
It's on your cable. It's
really?
Yes. Yes. But he said, being that we're in the blackout zone here, and I don't have Bally, I need to be able to watch my Marlins play. And so he got
So it's like a licensing thing that we're blacked out or something?
Yes, because we're in the territory for home games. So he got a VPN. He connects it to Atlanta and he can watch the games. And so my wife and I were talking.
So as far as they're concerned, he's watching from Atlanta.
Correct. And so my wife really loves all of the British television programming.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, you might want to think about a VPN you can connect in Great Britain.
But don't you have to have a license even in Great Britain?
I don't want to get into details. This is just a little thing.
Oh, okay. It's just a little thing.
And they'll tell you it is good to have a VPN as far as identity and all that stuff so they mm-hmm. can't steal it from you. Well, so we got the VPN. So I like to just log on to different parts of the world and go about my business. Because once you log on to it, it's behind the scenes and you don't know. One day I might be logged on in Australia, another day Great Britain, another day in Costa Rica. So at any rate, I'm not thinking about it, and I logged on this morning to Canada. So as far as my VPN address, it's in Canada. And so I'm going about my business, and I check when I send stuff to the our email here, I'll check it from time to time because 2 out of every 10 things I send here never make it. I don't know where they wind up. But they never make it.
Today, at least, you were logged on to an allied country.
Yes. So I checked. Yeah, things went through. And the phone rings, and it's Richard the engineer. Stan, we've shut down your email. The company called. Evidently, someone's going on to your Stan and Haney email from Canada. So we shut it off.
Shut it down completely.
Yeah. I said, it's me, Richard. I'm just logged in Canada. Oh, I'll let them know, but you still need new passwords.
Oh, jeez.
I said, thank you very much. So, yeah, I got a call from him.
So you outwit yourself constantly.
Big brother is always keeping an eye out. So somewhere at the corporate offices, they see the Stan and Haney email address being looked at by somebody in Canada. Shut it down. And it was. I got it back up and running.
Flush the bombers. Yeah. We are at DEFCON 1.
Yeah. Let's do the grab bag. Jeez. That's Stan Luck. Brought to you by brought to you by the Pewter Mug North.
Yeah, Stan, I just wanted to let you know there's been an incident.
No, it's me.
It's me.
What's the temp at in here?
1 degree higher than you like it. You can tell,
I knew it,
huh?
I can feel it.
Well, somebody must be trying to save the planet again.
Before the grab bag officially gets underway, ladies and gentlemen, we do have a public service announcement.
Oh, God.
Poor Melinda Gates. She and Bill Gates are divorcing after 27 years of marriage. Bill Gates is worth about $130 billion, and Melinda signed a prenup. So won't you please help? For only $350 million a day, you can help Melinda so she can continue to live in the lifestyle she's become accustomed to. Part of your donation will continue to fund their foundation. So you're helping her so she can help others. That's only around $14 million an hour. Donate and help this poor woman today.
Yes.
That's factually inaccurate. And I don't understand it, because when Bill Gates married her, and I mean, you look at her, sure, the sex appeal is undeniable.
Right.
But he was already a billionaire and chose not to have a prenup. Mm-hmm.
That's just for comedy purposes.
I understand that, but isn't he supposed to be a brainiac?
Yes, he is.
Then why would he allow that?
First thing I said this morning, she's going to be very comfortable. Hey, Junior.
Yes.
May the 4th be with you. I did this just for you. Just for you. Today is May 4th.
Just for me, huh?
Yep, just for you.
Yeah, big day for you.
Yep, I know you love this.
Even though the force is a bit weak with that one.
May the 4th. Yes. May the 4th be with you.
But you know what? In addition to all the Jedi heroes and the Sith villains... Comic relief is very important in the Star Wars universe. You know, like a Jar Jar Binks.
Yep, he's our own Jar Jar.
Hey, man.
Why, who do you think you are in the Star Wars universe?
Isn't it clear, dude?
No.
Obviously, I'm Luke Skywalker.
Obviously?
Yeah, man.
I'm your father.
No, you're not.
That's what he said.
Dateline Norman, Oklahoma. Hail was coming down in Norman, Oklahoma.
Right there on the Barry Switzer Parkway?
Yes, on Barry Switzer Parkway. And someone actually filmed, they were in a Walmart, as huge hail was coming through the ceiling of the Walmart.
Wow.
In Walmart.
You know, I think that for the first time ever, Oklahoma beat us for lightning capital of the world.
Really? Oh, speaking of that, where is it? Did I lose the...
And Junior may have done something to it.
Yeah, I usually keep it set ready to...
Probably deleted
to
it.
...to go. It might have deleted it. Hold on.
Here
it is.
We're not having problems with... Junior being abusive through the text again.
He doesn't.
Been abusive.
This is from Meg.
Oh, how's she doing?
Well, ahoy, Stan and Haney. We are under a tornado watch. Just wanted to let you know I'm okay. We're just getting a lot of rain and a stay-in-your-place order, unless you're told to evacuate. Thank you for the laughs. Signed, Meg, over, up in Alabama.
Oh, thank God. I always feel better when I know that Meg's okay.
A woman was on an American Airlines flight from Miami to New York on Sunday, and she attacked one of the flight attendants for not grabbing her garbage off the tray. So the flight attendant comes on. She might have had a few paper cups on her tray, plastic cup from a soda. And the
don't they hold like a bag out and you throw it in there?
Correct. An off-duty NYPD cop was on the flight, and he jumped in and put the woman in restraints for the rest of the flight. The woman is facing charges for interfering with a flight crew because she caused a big scene because the flight attendant wouldn't pick up her garbage.
Why did you attack her?
I didn't hit a flight attendant.
You didn't hit her?
Nope.
Were you with anyone on the flight, Tanisha?
I'm not sure. Yes, I was. Jesus was with me, like he always is.
Jesus was with you?
Yes, sir.
How did the flight attendant get injured?
I don't know what you're thinking of.
Take me back. What did you see on the plane? What happened?
On what plane?
The plane from Miami to JFK.
Oh, no, sir. I wasn't there.
You weren't there?
I don't know, sir. I was in the sky with Jesus.
You were in the sky with Jesus?
Yes, I was.
Okay. Well, why did you think they arrested you? I mean, they didn't arrest anybody else, just
you. Did somebody arrest you, sir?
No, they haven't, actually.
Oh, okay.
We're just wondering why you were arrested.
No, I'm wondering why you were arrested.
Mm-hmm. Not going to win that battle.
Nope.
Stan can tell you that.
Yeah, for a fact. Here's a woman, two women going at it because one woman saw another woman with a giant pig as an emotional support animal. And the other woman was, this pig is huge and was...
Well, some pig.
A woman was taking her emotional support pig on a walk when she was being harassed by another woman who felt that this isn't right. Your emotional support pig? There's something wrong here.
So some sanity broke out and frightened people.
I want to know why you have a pig in the middle of
We're on a walk. Can you just leave us alone? Obviously, like, you're not a part of our walk. You don't have to be here.
It's a huge animal.
So what? Who cares if he's huge?
He's eating. Look at that. Right on our lawn.
She's picking it up.
No,
you are being a grumpy pants. Leave us alone.
The emotional support animal first. Emotional support. You have a pig.
Get away.
Emotional support animal.
The thing had to be 300 pounds.
But that's what you got to remember, folks. If a fit of common sense ever comes over you, you got to stifle it because you're the bad guy.
Yeah.
You don't realize this yet.
She's perfectly entitled to her emotional support pig who's causing nobody any problems as it roots up everything.
Once the police have been defunded... A social worker accompanied by a BLM security guard will come and ask you, why are you harassing this lady and her obvious emotional support animal?
Yeah. You want to fly cheap? Take the advice. Here's somebody, Junior, that's a TikTok influencer.
We're going to be that very soon.
His specialty... is finding the cheapest airline flights and passing the info on to you. This person gets hits from all over the world on the Red China TikTok.
Make sure you're on a private web browser. Airline companies save your information, will actually hike up the ticket prices if you go back and look at them. Type in Google Flights, then change to whatever city or state you're flying out of. For me, it's New York, and it's important that I click on New York State and not a specific airport, as that will make the prices cheaper. Hit search without any destination. Go on to the dates, and you're going to click on flexible dates. This will give you the cheapest price for the next 6 months, either a weekend, week, or 2 week stay. It's not always just the low-level airlines. For Vegas, I actually have JetBlue for $97 round trip.
Wow. See, Junior, he is a TikTok influencer, a lot like D-Train.
Right, yeah, go ahead, hit that like and subscribe button at the bottom of the page, share with your friends.
But it seems to me that these TikTok influencers, they're sharing information that might be of value to someone, Junior. I think that's your stumbling block.
Yeah, I won't do that.
Did you see what he posted on our Facebook site last night?
No, I don't monitor that.
Go ahead, put it up on the big screen for Haney to see, because Junior
took... Did we give him permission to do this?
No, Junior took it upon...
Not at all. No.
Junior took it upon himself to challenge D-Train and all the... because he's going to beat him out in likes for TikTok.
But he did it on our page.
Yes.
Yes.
I'm going to mooch off your fans.
Oh,
that'll be my starting point.
Oh, trust me, a good number of them replied in the way that we would expect them to.
Yeah, it wasn't nice. It kind of backfired.
Mm-hmm. Well, go ahead. I still want you to try it.
Oh, I just said, ahoy, it's Junior here. I'm going to start a TikTok to compete with D-Train because I'm a millennial and I'm entitled to get more followers than him. I need some ideas on what to name my page. Comment below.
Uh-oh.
Man, at about,
you asked for it.
Yeah, and he asked for it.
I mean, I knew it was coming.
Oh.
I don't think it came.
Yeah.
Is there anything that you can say on the air, or is it all?
Yeah. One person said I should name my page WAB, W-A-B, for whiny-ass bitch. That was a couple, man.
We'll talk more about it when we come back.
Okay.
Grab bag.
Wow.
Yeah. And then bring up the slide that where you're soliciting people.
That's an unforced error.
Oh, sure is. Grab bag's been brought to you by the Pewter Mug North. We'll be back. We're Stan and Haney. Whew, 96 K-Rock.
This is a symbol that you'll be seeing a lot from now on. It stands for the something wonderful that happens. The richer and more satisfying life your family can enjoy through the well-planned use of
Stan and Haney.
And one of the best things is this. Your family, every family can afford it.
96 K-Rock.
Stan and Haney, Mike Chinopoulos from Absolute Law in 30 minutes. Text messages already coming in for Mike on the Absolute Law text line. If you have a legal question for Mike Chinopoulos, attorney at law, text us on that Absolute Law text line, 239-277-9600, and we will pose your questions to Mike. Junior, what have you done?
What are you talking about?
Okay, let's... And I want everybody to know, those listening at home, in your car, at work, people in this room, I'm as calm and cool as a cucumber.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not ready to fly off the handle. I'm not ready to accuse. I'm not ready to name call.
You're about to.
That one, hey!
There it is.
Okay. Now... Yesterday, we were talking about influencers on TikTok. Last week, our former producer and still close friend of the show, D-Train.
A highly successful individual.
And a major player in the TikTok influencing world.
Yeah, major.
He's TikTok famous. He has appeared in major motion pictures.
Has his own webcast, thousands of followers.
Cool guy, man. Cool guy.
And you started piping up that you could be a TikTok influencer, too.
Well, it's because I can.
And then somebody texted yesterday and said...
Wait a second. I thought his deal was Cameo. Why is he copying D-Train?
Failed. He has to copy.
First of all, it didn't fail. They were arguing too much, and I said, guys... Call it. It's all right.
Bull crap.
I'll move on to TikTok.
So somebody said, well, why don't you go then, Junior, if you're so sure about yourself, start your own TikTok and see how many followers you can get and see if you can get more than D-Train. Now, we all laughed about it and said, you know, what's Junior going to go and say an influence on TikTok? Mm-hmm. Last night, I am minding my own beeswax.
As you always are.
Yes, yes. And what do I come across on the Stan and Haney Facebook page? A big solicitation from Junior about becoming a TikTok influencer. He's got to beat the likes for D-Train, that D-Train has.
Well, I mean,
I need a name.
That's fine. You know, what he does on his own platform is
that's
none
our
of our...
our platform on the Stan and Haney.
Yeah, I was using yours.
Oh.
I don't have a lot of friends.
Now, how many friends do you have?
Zero.
Okay.
How many followers do you have?
Zero.
I don't want to comment.
You're not even...
It's about to go up, though.
I'm going to stay calm.
I know you are.
Do you now have, since you used the Stan and Haney, the well-respected Stan and Haney platform...
Without permission.
Without permission, Haney. Without permission. Did you establish your own TikTok page?
Well, not yet, because I wanted to go through the best names.
You know what? Come up with something on your own, because you posted that and it vile. The replies to you, vile.
I got bullied.
You asked for it.
I know.
Do you have a TikTok page yet?
No, because I want to pick the best name.
But well, then
I don't
you,
know what to call
use
it.
Your imagination. What are you going to influence?
Everyone?
No. D-Train talks.
D-Train has a reason.
Yeah, a reason.
Yeah, I have no reason. Well, basically, my reason
no
is going to be just out of spite against D-Train.
Why would you want to do that? I mean, he's been nothing but good to us.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Yeah, man.
I think your only problem with D-Train is that maybe, and I don't know that this is true. I wouldn't necessarily say it, but it may be your perception that D-Train is such a great man that he makes you look bad. He makes you feel less than, like maybe you have imposter syndrome.
I wouldn't say that.
Yeah, imposter syndrome.
Someone even commented that too.
I'm sure they did. You asked for it. Why don't you? I got a tip for you.
Yeah.
And it won't involve us until we have to get involved. I like that. It'll leave me out of the mess.
You know what I would appreciate?
What?
If he's going to do things like this, at least have some sort of disclaimer that Stan and Haney did not approve this.
Does not reflect the views of Stan and Haney. They did not approve this. But here's what I want you... Right, thank you, Haney. Here's what I want you to do.
Okay.
Start your TikTok page.
Well, what should I call it?
Look, your first TikTok post will be, what should I call this? I want to be an...
you have to come up with a name first. That's D-Train, what I'm trying to say.
Since you're so focused on him, he is a fitness enthusiast. He's an actor. He's a community activist.
Yes, he is.
He has many interests.
Come up with something.
What is it about?
There were some good ones on here. I mean, what do you want to hear it?
What is it about you that would make people want to click on
it? And Junior, why? Oh, that's a good name. You want to hear what people are calling? But I should call. No, you got to have content. It's
I'm just
not
giving
the
people what they want, Stan.
Okay, what do they suggest?
Yeah.
Big. I'm just going to wing it.
It's a big laugh.
I'm going to wing it.
Let me take a phone call. Record a TikTok, post it on TikTok, and
you know
and ask people.
You know, I know one thing that I think people might find compelling about you.
We really?
Yeah. He recently had a very difficult, emotionally charged conversation with both of his parents, where he had to reveal to them something.
You felt comfortable doing that too, huh?
It was tough.
Good for you.
It was tough. I came out as cisgendered to my parents.
And how did they handle that news?
My dad took me out of the will.
Ahoy.
Ahoy, gentlemen.
Alex, how are you, buddy?
I need your guys' help. real bad.
Yes.
You need our help.
Yes.
I am coming here hat in hand, and I really need your help. Actually, I need Junior's help real quick. I'm sorry, guys. I don't mean to not include you, but I need Junior's help. Can Junior hear me?
Oh, yeah.
Junior.
Alex Jones, what's up, bud?
As you know, over the course of the last 4 or 5 years during the Trump administration, I've been relegated to the darkest corners of the web.
Yeah, you've been banned.
Thanks to the Marxist Red Chinese and the Marxist Liberal Democrats, who are the vanguard of the New World Order, I have been silenced. I have been deplatformed. I've probably been deplatformed more than anybody else, but I still keep going.
That you do.
I need you to put me in touch. I need you to put me in touch with D-Train.
You need to talk to D-Train.
Yeah.
I don't even talk to D-Train.
Because what these scum-sucking, blood-sucker, these leeches, they have left me in a mud hole.
Well, I've
and
seen
I need
him
to crawl my way out.
I've seen him do it, Alex, because everybody that works for you, they target them and go after them, like Millie Weaver, like Jakari Jackson, and they just make their lives hell.
Look at poor Joe Biggs right now.
Staff Sergeant Joe Biggs, yeah.
Do you have any products you need to plug?
He is. One second, that's
you see how he jumps the gun there?
Yep.
Joe Biggs right now is currently sitting somewhere in a mud hole outside of Fort Wayne, Indiana.
And you had a permit for that.
Yes, we did. And if you look, if you go back and watch the tape, you can see me. I'm trying to tell everybody, don't go there. Do not do this. I can get sued, just like the yogurt company, and just like everyone else who is taking a bite out of my ass. I got no more money.
And then that one lady died from colloidal silver, and that's not good.
Well, you know, that's all just a liberal hoax. We know that, too. We all saw the NBC Today show, General Electric. We know.
Alex, I'm feeling a little listless. Hey, you got anything for me?
Do you need some supplements? Is that what you need?
Yeah.
Just a boost.
Yeah, because I'm really dragging ass.
We've got the best B12. You got the liquid B12 with the methylcobalamin in it. Yes, we do still we still do sell colloidal silver. Free shipping until the end of May. Get in there, get your super male vitality, get your super female vitality if she needs it. And if you can hear my voice, you are the resistance.
There you go.
Sorry. Good friend Alex Jones.
Yeah. Who's this now?
Nope.
Nope. Just no. No.
Junior came out to his family as cisgender. His dad disowned him, but
didn't
you say your mom always kind of suspected?
She said that she knew since I was younger that I was a cisgender man.
We got a few minutes. Let's do the local beat. And then we're going to make room for Mike Chiannopoulos from Absolute Law.
It's a tough thing for a young man to come out as cisgender.
My dad's side of the family won't even call.
Give him time.
This comes to us from Fox 4. And some people. Headline. Suspected drug dealer flees from Port Charlotte deputies on an electronic skateboard. And we're not just talking. I didn't know that they could do this. Dateline Port Charlotte. A suspected drug dealer fled from Port Charlotte deputies on an electronic skateboard. They were serving him a search warrant, which unveiled meth, fentanyl, heroin, and more than $22,000 in cash in his Port Charlotte home. The Narcotics Unit Overdose Squad. I didn't know there was one. The Narcotics Unit Overdose Squad was investigating recent overdoses that led them to Jamil Mashi as a potential fentanyl and heroin dealer in the community. On April 28, Mashi hopped on an electric skateboard as he was leaving his home. With a warrant in hand, deputies attempted a traffic stop of Mashi while on the skateboard for violating traffic laws. Deputies say Mashi refused to stop and sped away on the electronic skateboard at speeds of over 40 miles an hour. Can these things go 40 miles an hour? Eventually, he jumped off the skateboard and fled on foot through a yard where, after multiple warnings, Mashi was tased and safely detained. During the arrest, Mashi was in possession of 9 individually packaged baggies of fentanyl, 1 baggie of methamphetamine, and over $1,300 in cash. When asked at the jail, Mashi repeatedly denied having any further illegal items on him, but deputies found another baggie containing fentanyl in his sock.
Well, he probably just forgot.
Right. During the search of his home, now that was on him. During the search of his home, deputies found 5 plastic baggies containing fentanyl and heroin mixture. 1.3 grams, digital scale, baggie containing 13 grams of suspected methamphetamines. I'm just going to go down the list. Heroin, also plastic baggies associated with narcotic sales. 15.3 grams of fentanyl heroin mixture. Over $24,000 in cash. He was arrested on just a slew of charges. He's only 34, by the way. He's being held on bond of $405,000. That's what his bond was set at. 40 miles an hour on an electronic skateboard.
There's his problem right there. He's trying that on an electric skateboard. You don't have a chance of getting away unless you're rolling coal.
Yes, that's right. You're rolling coal, man. Now you're talking. Mike Chinopoulos, he didn't have it ready. Mike Chinopoulos.
Roland Cole.
Yep. Will be coming up next. If you have a legal question for Mike, text your question and we'll ask him, we'll pose it to him. 239-277-9600. That's the Absolute Law text line. He joins us next.
You know what I'm talking about, Stan.
I do know what you're talking
burning
about.
Burning diesel.
Yes, sir.
Burning dinosaur bones.
Yep. 96 K-Rock.
We hold these truths to be self-evident. All men and women created by the... Go, you know the thing.
Stan and Haney. 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, you are... about 21 and a half minutes away from the 4 o'clock cash hole word. Yes. Could get you 500.
Just about half past the cash ass.
Yeah. But of course it is Tuesday, and that means Mike Chinopoulos from Absolute Law joins us. If you'd like to text Mike a question, 239-277-9600. And there he is, Storm Chinopoulos, joining us for yet another edition with Storm Chinopoulos, attorney at law. Mike, how are you?
Hey, what a great Tuesday, guys. My favorite day of the week.
And it's ours, and I know our audience always waiting to ask you a question with your legal expertise. And, Mike, before I get to the texts and emails, and there's a lot of them, a person who works in the building, and he didn't ask me to ask you. I said I would. I just think got railroaded with this housing market that is going on right now in Southwest Florida, because it's out of sight right now. It's exploding. He and his wife decided they wanted to stop renting and wanted to buy a property from a very well-known builder. They put a down payment on a townhome. The rules with the building company, they put $1,000 down to hold it. And in 30 days, they had to put down another $4,000. And then once approved, when they got to closing, they'd pay the remainder of the closing costs. It was a signed deal. Both the builder and our friend here at the radio station agreed to it. He goes and gets a phone call from the builder and says, the builder says, I'm sorry, but we need not $4,000 right now. We need $9,000 so we can put $10,000 instead of $5,000 deposit. We need $10,000. And he said, I don't understand that. I signed the paperwork. You told me in 30 days, $4,000 for a $5,000 deposit on this townhome. And then we'd take care of it the rest at closing, apparently in writing. And he got so upset with the builder who said, oh, well, there's nothing really we can do about this right now. We need the $9,000. Or you can get out of the deal if you'd like. And he was so flustered by that, he went and got out of the deal. He said, give me back my $1,000. You're not getting the $4,000. I can't pay the $9,000. Is something funny about that?
Yeah, I wouldn't be unhappy about. I would be unhappy about that. That doesn't sounds kind of fishy, if you ask me. But it seems like the best thing he can do is get his money back.
And really,
get away from this person because this person may not doesn't sound like they're on the up and up. I know it may cost a little bit more money, but listen, litigation costs a lot more in the long run.
Yeah but I
mean, a written
that,
agreement
is that legal?
No, it doesn't sound like it. And the question you need to ask yourself is, what are you going to get if you bring the lawsuit? More than what they're offering. Okay, they're going to give you your money back.
Just that sounds. I mean, a person so goes
want
and
wants the house. I wouldn't want that person to build my house after they did that.
Right.
So,
I'm just.
So the best thing he'd do is get his money back. Right. I wouldn't want that person to build my house.
Here's the one thing that I'm thinking, because I've seen it. They go because the housing market is booming right now. They go and they say, well, you can get out of it if you want, knowing that the very next person to come through that door will pay the $9,000.
Yeah. I mean, it's definitely bad business, and it may or may not be fraud or fraudulent inducement, et cetera. But again, you got to evaluate what is it that you want to get at the end of the day and how much you're going to spend getting there. Is it worth it?
Right.
Well, I mean, is that something you could report to, like, DBPR or somebody?
Yeah, and you can report it to the state attorney general because that person has a contract license, et cetera. But I would not sue them over that because you're going to spend more than you're going to make. If it was, you know, sue them over a $150,000 deal, okay. But over $4,000 to get out of the deal where you don't get hurt, get to find somebody else to build your house the way that you want.
If it was me, my concern would be I'm probably not the only guy they're doing this to.
Well, that's exactly right. That's exactly right. But take your money and get out.
Absolute Law text line. And we've got a bunch. And as you know, Mike, they can come from all different angles. Mike, ahoy. Got my child back from her mother a few years back. Her mother finally had to get a job. I need to redo the child support and other things. Is this something I can file and is standard, or is there a lot of legal hoops to jump through?
Well, nothing you can file is standard, unfortunately, but yes, it's something you can file, but it's not something you're going to be able to litigate. Family law in Florida is wrought with these family law rules that are fairly complex and very comprehensive. And when you don't know them, you get yourself in trouble. You're going to be better off to have a lawyer represent you in that case. Pay what it's worth, because if you don't pay the lawyer, you're going to lose a lot more in the long run on a modification like that.
Well, you know what, Mike? You've given us a lot of good advice over the years, and I think the best advice that you ever gave to me is, Haney, you're looking at this with the idea that it's common sense. That has nothing to do with the law.
Exactly. Common sense is the least common of all senses, particularly at the courthouse.
Mike, great connection. Just speak a little louder for us if you can. Thank you.
Are you telling me I'm too soft-spoken, Stan?
That is much.
Come on now.
That is much better.
Come on, you're.
I've been accused of a lot of things, Haney, but never being soft-spoken. You got to straighten this guy out.
Yeah, you are the storm. You're no shrinking violet.
That's right. Don't forget it, Stan. I am the storm.
Absolute law text line, Mike. If I am getting a divorce, no kids or any assets to split, do I have to be there with my spouse while filing papers, or can I do it all separate?
So he's getting divorced. There's no kids, he said?
No kids or assets to split.
Yep. I think he can do a simplified divorce, and he could probably do it himself. He can go to the court clerk's office and get the forms. It's called a simplified divorce because there's no kids, there's no house, there's no big debts, and they can just go get it done.
Okay. Absolute law text line. This person is using it, framing this question, Mike, in general broad terms. They write, a gay couple lives together for 45 years, not married. One partner dies. No family to claim the body, deemed indigent. State takes over for cremation. Not married or blood relative, the living partner can't require regarding cremation remains and a life insurance policy she was named as beneficiary. How does probate court work, Mike? What can the living partner do?
Well, it's all about a will, okay? So if the deceased partner left a will, then it would all be straight. It would go to whoever the decedent wanted it to go to. If the deceased partner left no will, then yes, a life partner who's not married is not going to be in what's called the intestate succession. In other words, when somebody dies without a will, the state says, here's who gets it. We go to the spouse. If there's no spouse, we go to the children. If there's no children, et cetera. And ultimately, you know, if you're from that small place in Oklahoma where I used to live, then you're not then you're related to everybody. It's all inbred. And then they just give it out to the community, I guess.
spread it amongst the town.
but there's a statute that says who gets what. And unfortunately, I see a lot of gay couples that the surviving partner gets the shaft because they didn't do good estate planning. Now that there's gay marriage, I think those rules apply, but you're saying these people weren't married.
They weren't married.
So I think absent a will, that person could just be left out in the cold. That's possible. But call me at 239-ASK-MIKE. One of my lawyers, in fact, my managing law partner here, that's all she does is wills and trusts and stuff like that. Give us a call. We'll give you a free consultation and see if we can help.
Absolute law text line, short and sweet on this one, Mike. I'm looking for an expungement. What is the general cost of an expungement?
Anywhere from $500 to $1,500, and don't do it. Call me and talk to me about why you want an expungement, and let's make sure that an expungement will meet your objectives. A lot of people go pay for an expungement and think it's one thing, and then after they've paid for it, they go, well, this is, you know, they could still see this by looking mm-hmm. here or here. So talk to me. Make sure you understand what an expungement is going to do for you, and then decide if you really want to do it.
This one is unfortunate. I will leave out the person's name. Says, I have a question for you, Mike, excuse me, regarding excessive force on a restrained inmate in a mental health facility. The person's jaw was broken. They won't let me get a copy of the video unless I get a private attorney. Is this true?
Yeah, because it's got to be subpoenaed and they're going to mark all that. So yeah, it sounds like they can't do that.
That's unfortunate. That's horrible.
Yeah, politics and stuff. It's bad, and everybody trying to cover their backside. Yeah.
Let's see. Absolute law text line. I'm going through a lot of these. A lot of these are questions I have to jump over, Mike, because they're targeted at our producer. Absolute Law text line. Guys, quick question for Mike. Due to stupidity of my own, Florida canceled my DL-2017. Is it worth hiring an attorney to try and get it back, or is it gone for good?
Well, it was terminated in 2017. I mean, I'd like to know why it was terminated and what's going on. So give me a call at 239-ASK-MIKE, and we'll give you a free consultation, and I'll tell you what I think, but I need more facts.
Right, and that's why give Mike a call, and free consultation with you over the phone, Mike, correct?
It is. It always is. And for a Stan and Haney listener, I also give a pretty substantial discount. So something to think about, guys. Give me a call, free consultation.
All right, we got about a minute and a half left. I want to go to one of our emails.
Let me do this. Before you go to the email, in that little bit of time, Stan, I want to talk about something that's phenomenal.
Oh, sure. Go ahead. These can hold.
There's a guy that has a private island in Naples. It's right in Hurricane Bay, right off the Isle of Capri. The home that he bought included this 2-acre island that's about 250 feet across a 25-foot canal from his house. And he's taken this island. He's having me put it in a land trust for disabled veterans, and he's creating a disabled veteran a retreat.
Wow.
So that they can go there, and even the handicapped people, he's creating handicap accessible things. Ultimately, he's going to have some housing on the island for veterans that are homeless and some other things. And so anybody that wants to get involved with this, give me a call at 239-ASK-MIKE. We need some volunteers to come out and work on the island. We need some volunteers to help organize the veterans, and we need some. So give me a call at 239-ASK-MIKE. This is a phenomenal deal. It is one of the most incredibly beautiful islands you've ever seen.
That sounds amazing.
Yeah, it does.
And Stan and Haney, you were specifically invited to come down on an individual private tour just for the two of you so that you can see the island and see what's going on there so that you can speak from authority when somebody asks you about it.
That is unbelievable. That sounds awesome.
Yeah, it's really a great deal, and I hope there's a lot of people that want to be involved because there are so many veterans that need this. They can't take their children fishing because they're quadriplegic. Well, you know what? We have some handicapped accessible things. We have fishing rods. We have everything you need, and you can come down there, and you can even take your kids out on a boat. Even though you're handicapped, we have a sea captain who will do that for you, and we have a boat down there.
That's tremendous.
That is. Mike, if they want to learn more about that, or if somebody, God forbid, needs to get a hold of you 24/7, you're always available. Throw that number out there for both.
It's 239-ASK-MIKE. 275-6453. But listen, I'll take your call anytime. But don't just call me at 2 or 3 in the morning to say, hey, glad you answered.
Sorry. Again. Sorry about that.
Glad to help you, but let me sleep if you don't really need me, Stan. Hey, can you rein him in now that he's married?
No, it's gotten worse.
239-ASK-MIKE. He's Mike Chiannopoulos, joins us every Tuesday here on the show. And Mike, thank you so much.
Thank you, guys. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye. There he goes. And stick by your radio. The 4 o'clock cash hole word is coming up. Could get you $500 in cash. We're Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
New land development of Lehigh Acres in Florida, the retirement paradise of the nation, that offers activities as diverse as hunting, fishing, golfing, boating, all within just 35 miles. Now is the right time to plan for those future retirement years, when our children are grown, when we are no longer able to put in a strenuous day's work, when winter months aggravate all those ills caused by cold, damp climates. Well, how would you like to spend those retirement years in the healthful year-round paradise of sunny Florida? How would you like to retire like a millionaire within a leisurely drive of the picturesque Floridian shores of the Gulf of Mexico. Raise juicy Florida oranges, grapefruit, and those gracious palm trees right in your own backyard. How would you like to fish, bathe, hunt, and sail in the land of sunny enchantment? And golf on the sportiest courses in Florida, all within a short drive of your property. Well, whether your income is $3,500 or $9,500 a year, this future can be yours. And, more important, you can afford it. Listen, for just $10 down, yes, I said $10 down and $10 a month, you can own a home site of your own that measures a full 104 by 104 feet, an excellent, high, dry tract in a retirement dreamland, Lehigh Acres, Florida. Yes, now the Lee County Land and Title Company is making it possible for you to own an attractive home site being improved and developed according to plan. Yes, prepare to use and enjoy all the planned facilities of Lehigh Acres for a total cost of only $495 on terms of only $10 down and $10 a month. And listen, that is the full price. There are no extras, no interest, no closing charges, no taxes until your entire property is fully paid for. Even then, the taxes will be less than $5 a year. Every single home site will front on a wide graded street, and desirable homes may be built for as little as $6,500. That's because in Florida, you need no basement, no elaborate heating system. Imagine a home of your own within a short drive of the bustling Fort Myers downtown shopping area, with churches, schools, and everything necessary to a better way of life. A three-hour drive to enchanting Miami Beach, a couple of hours from the fascinating Everglades, and just 2 hours from the world-famous water skiing exhibitions at enchanting Cypress Gardens. Within a leisurely drive of the fishing paradise of the world, the Gulf of Mexico. Yes, a small investment now can mean all this to you and more, because Lehigh Acres will provide its own lovely lake and recreation center, with tennis courts, golf courses, boathouses, shopping centers, and all the other luxuries of Florida living in and around nearby Fort Myers. Yes, you'll be able to live like a king on a retirement budget. But most important, whether you plan to retire on a civil service or a corporation retirement plan, or on a limited savings with a part-time job, Lehigh Acres offers you the health, happiness, and peace of mind you've dreamed of. Now, if you're interested, we'd like to send you this colorful folder with full information absolutely free, with no obligation whatsoever. It shows the location of Lehigh Acres. It contains pictures and complete details about the entertainment facilities available in surrounding areas and in nearby Fort Myers. It gives the details of part-time and full-time employment. There are full particulars on schools and hospitals in nearby Fort Myers, training grounds of the Pittsburgh Pirates, plus information on other recreational and cultural facilities and living costs. And it contains complete information on the $10 down and $10 per month payment plan. This informative folder will be sent absolutely free without obligation. So act now while this property is still available. Here's your announcer who will tell you how to send for your colorful folder.
The only radio show in history to escape from the jaws of a dinosaur. Only to meet a dishy brunette who breaks hearts like glass.
Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
To go back 50 years and say, don't do it! Don't do it! Stan and Haney, you have just over 4 minutes to get the 4 o'clock cash poll word in for the chance at the 500. That word being lucky. Lucky. Lucky like Stan. Lucky. L-U-C-K-Y. Lucky. Enter that word right now at 96krock.com. You can do it on the 96krock app, or you can text the word lucky to 45911. Again, you got about 4 minutes to do it. And once you enter, if you're the randomly selected person, they'll call you back and tell you you've won $500. Now, just by entering on the app or at 96krock.com, you're automatically in the running for the grand prize of $10,000. Lucky.
Like Stan.
Yeah, Stan Luck.
What Stan doesn't tell you is he had to go through decades of just horrific luck.
Yep.
I mean, the worst. Until he finally got lucky very late in life.
Yeah. And things are just going my way.
Yeah.
Of course, we've gone over a few things outside that are staring me in the face that are just going to be absolute headaches. But
in a couple of months, that'll be forgotten.
I hope so.
Yeah. Otherwise, things are turning the other way again.
Yes.
And you can't live through that again.
I can't. And I've actually thought of kicking the idea around of a trailer. In about 30 minutes, we're going to give you a chance to win. We're going to play another edition of Stan's Name That Movie. Five movie clips, your job. Identify the film. And we have a bunch of prizes we'll go over when we get there. Today's category, making a bet. These are clips of movies in which somebody's making a bet of some kind, way, shape, or form. Making a bet. So there you go. That'll be up in just a few minutes. Let's get our first look at traffic this afternoon, brought to you by Firehouse Subs. Three Lee County locations, Fort Myers, Cape Coral. Okay, a couple of things on the board. We'll start in Fort Myers. Got a crash, Crystal Drive and South Cleveland Avenue. And in Bonita, crash, Bonita Beach Road, Southeast, and Cali Boulevard. And you are up to date. Coming up in less than 1 hour, it'll be the newscast of record with Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney. He is the news. What can you expect? Well, there's Mark Haney right here. He's got today's headlines for you.
Coming up in less than an hour on the news, we will have some things for you you did not know.
Okay.
Stan, you enjoy going to the Starbucks.
I do.
Do you go through the drive-thru?
On occasion.
Do you ever wonder what on earth that person could be ordering that's taking so long?
Oh, my God. It's like if you're going to have that big of an order, go inside.
Well, if you've been wondering just what it was they were ordering,
yeah,
we have the answer for you.
I'd like to know. Some caramel latte macchiato, salted caramel.
You are so close.
It's like, for crying out loud, I want a coffee. Frappuccino, mocha, grande.
You're right in the neighborhood.
Thank you.
I haven't done this yet.
But you're thinking about it.
Yeah. Is it common now to get delivery from places like McDonald's?
They do it. You can get it. I mean, what, like Uber Eats or something,
well,
right,
I see Junior's
DoorDash.
Not.
DoorDash.
Have you done that?
I've never done it. I can just go in my car and go to McDonald's.
Have you seen it done?
Yeah, I had a buddy do it. I was blown away by it. I was like, dude, there's literally a McDonald's a mile away.
And somebody went and picked up his Big Macs and brought them to him.
Yes.
Huh.
My hand hit the button.
I just ignored it.
Yep. I got fat fingers.
Yep, like sausages. Yeah, this story, at first, I thought, does that happen? Well, I guess it does. A McDonald's delivery bag also included a flyer for a weight loss company.
Ooh.
A woman attacks flight attendants for not picking up her garbage, but it's okay. She was flying with Jesus.
Yep.
And finally, 59-year-old man involved in a heated argument, physical fight over a disco ball.
Jeez.
These stories and much, much more unfortunate nonsense coming your way in less than an hour on the news.
Mark, thank you. Is there any chance we can get a little laughter today?
Like a party.
Yeah.
I'll have a vodka martini, by the way.
Partay.
We're going to partay.
4 o'clock fluffer. 4 o'clock fluffer. Mark.
Stan.
Everyone.
Honey, I'm home.
Hi, Mr.
Oh,
White
Pocahontas.
Hi.
Thanks, girl.
Aw.
You know what today is, Stan?
May the 4th be with you.
With that in mind, we bring you today's list of the
top
things even diehard fans don't know about Star Wars.
Oh, top things even diehard fans don't know about Star Wars.
George Lucas would trade all of his success in a moment for a chin.
He referred to me as Fatty McFatFat.
A disco version of the Star Wars theme became a number one pop hit in 1977 because everyone was doing lots of cocaine at that time. At the end of every Star Wars movie, George Lucas appears at the bank cashing a giant check. Hayden Christensen was cast in Attack of the Clones because Anakin Skywalker was originally supposed to come from a planet of people who are completely expressionless.
Ha 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 ha. I'm dying. This is gold. Pure gold.
Makes sense when you think about it.
Mm-hmm.
Chewbacca was an absolute tick magnet.
Yeah.
Rocky Mountain Spotted Fever.
Remember when D-Train used to be able to do a spot-on impression of Chewbacca?
Yeah, but he couldn't do it on demand.
How about you? Can you do it on demand?
What a great guy, huh? I could do a Chewbacca impression. Yeah, so can I.
Wow.
That is just... That's... I don't know what you call it. Jealousy? Chip on his shoulder? I don't know.
The phrase, I have a bad feeling about this, is uttered by a character in every Star Wars film.
Ah.
And also by Stan whenever he makes Junior's mic hot.
It's true.
Nobody can hear that.
No, because he won't re-record it and bring the levels up on it because he ain't got time.
Why bother?
Maybe go ask D-Train.
He would have fixed it.
Yep.
And what a great guy.
And finally, the top thing. Even diehard fans don't know about Star Wars.
Yes.
The term Ewok is an anagram of woke, and their pronouns are they/them.
I just got my head
Sure
you did.
And the lady.
Have you been checked for imposter syndrome? Are you cisgender?
Stop it! Email ahoy. @stanandhaney.com.
What?
Ahoy at stanandhaney.com.
Okay.
Speaking of all of that.
You know, that damn I hate you, Claire's. The nerve is not being deadened. It's getting more sensitive.
Yeah.
Claire's!
Our buddy Scott. Hey, guys. I just wanted to say how inspiring that CIA recruitment video you played yesterday was. made me realize that the more labels that we attach to ourselves, the less likely that someone else might be able to mislabel us.
Or make you feel less than.
Yep. In all honesty, I hope people can snap the F out of this nonsense. It just seems to be getting worse and worse. It was Newton's third law that stated for every action there is an opposite and equal reaction.
Look out.
Now, I don't necessarily want the pendulum to swing as far back in the opposite direction that it was, that it has swung so far. But I wouldn't mind if it, if this pulling of the political rubber band backwards, the woke side just snapped it back into place. Now we can start to get back to some kind of semblance of humanity. By the way, I asked my common-law wife, who has raised babies while also having a toddler around, as well as if she ever changed a diaper with one hand and consoled a toddler with the other. Her response was, no, the toddler can wait a few seconds while I'm changing the baby's diaper before they can get the counseling they need.
No, you don't understand. This is a woke toddler.
Makes sense to me. Love you guys, Junior, too. And I know this may be a big ask, Junior, but I wish you would make a woke Stan and Haney staff recruitment ad. It would
He's
be
down on the phone.
It would be fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what they say, wish in one hand.
That could be my first TikTok.
Uh-huh. Sure.
Yeah, where you could talk about all your deficiencies and that despite all that, you still work for us.
Yes, I'm a white cisgendered male, and what else? I have imposter syndrome.
Yeah.
This is a great email. And we were talking yesterday about the Columbian mammoth bones that were found in the Peace River.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, my name is Eugene. I've listened to your show for a very long time. I sit in a backhoe at a rock mine and crush rock all day long listening to your entire show. As a matter of fact, I tune your radio station on at 7 o'clock in the morning and listen till at least after 5 in the afternoons. You're sure like the most straight-to-the-point people I've listened to. You were talking about the mammoth bones yesterday, and I just so happened to work at a pit where I found mammoth bones. I have somewhere around 15 teeth, a piece of femur, and some other random various bones, some whale cartilage as well, things that I have dug up over the 2 years that I have been here. Enjoy listening to you guys. Signed, a longtime listener, Eugene. There's stuff all around here. I can't find it.
I'm jealous of Eugene.
Yeah, I am.
Because that's the job I wanted. I wanted to be Fred Flintstone.
But you don't. What you want to be in one of those enclosed air-conditioned cabs.
Yeah. Of course I do.
With a nice stereo and everything in there.
Mm-hmm. Mini fridge.
Yeah. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, the Guardian.
He Jesus. Said the Guardian.
Yeah. Jesus.
I won't even ask.
Jesus.
Ahoy, gentlemen. Guys, have you seen the new book by Senator Josh Hawley of Missouri? It's called The Tyranny of Big Tech. It deals with the things that big tech can gather from your actions on all platforms. I have not read it yet, except for a few excerpts. If the book is as good as the excerpts, it should be a hit.
I think that's the book that they tried to stop publishing.
It is. You are correct. In it, he tells you how to fight back against big tech. The easiest and most sensible way is to just stop using them. Now, I understand that is almost impossible in this day and age, but if you don't, every aspect of your life will be in somebody's database. They can get info on you from multiple sources. Every time you access the net, you are risking trouble. So be careful and be smart. You guys are the best. Signed, The Guardian.
He's done it again!
When we come back, we'll give you a chance to win and win big. It'll be Stan's Name That Movie. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
More fun than a Soviet-style gulag without food, running water, or a working toilet.
Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Tuesday edition of the broadcast. Thank you so much. Half hour away from Mark Haney and the news. Stan's Name That Movie coming up here in just seconds. We'll go over the prizes, but first, let's get you updated on traffic for your drive home this afternoon. Brought to you by Firehouse Subs. Three Lee County locations, Fort Myers and Cape Coral. All right, we have a few things on the board. We will start in North Fort Myers. Got a crash. 7700 block of Bartholomew Drive, right at Suncoast Estates. Fort Myers, traffic control. 4600 block of Buckingham Road. Then we got one more for you. It's a crash, 19,000 block of South Tamiami Trail, right by the Walmart. And you are up to date. Stan's Name That Movie. Five movie clips. Your job is to identify the film. I'm going to tell you this week, I toughened it up a little bit. It's going to be pretty tough. Some of these are easy. A majority of them, tough. If you answer correctly and are the first person to do so, you'll have your choice of the following prizes. We have a K-Rock hat, either a black or a gray one. You want a pair of tickets to an upcoming Everblades game? We got it. Coming up this Friday down in Naples, the Legend concert series continues. We got a pair of tickets to go see the tribute bands of Def Leppard and Queen right there at Sugden Park. Maybe you'd like $50 to Arrowhead Golf Club. We got $40 to Eagle Ridge. We got a gift card to Shuckers on Fort Myers Beach. We have $50 to Lenny Subs. Is that Cape Coral? I believe it is. $50 to the Pewter Mug and $50 to TJ Hatchet Hangout in Cape Coral. Ice cold beer and you get to throw axes and hatchets and have a good time. Five movie clips. Today's category is making a bet. In these scenes, somebody's making a bet of some kind. It's not as easy as you think this week. I will release the phones after we play the first movie clip. Name the movie. Making a bet.
Come on back to me, 22. Come on back to me. Come on back. Come on, 22. Come on back. Come on back. 22. Come on. Come on. Come on. 22.
What are you doing?
22.
What's the matter with you?
Not now. Not now. Just go away. Not now. Come on, 22. Root for me. We're going for 22. 22. 22.
12.
22.
How much was that? How much money is that?
All right. One more time. 22.
Why are you betting 22?
22.
We got it,
22. Come on back to me, 22. Just come on back.
She's been here all night. She's not on a lucky streak. I think you should talk to her.
How much has she lost?
Talk to her.
How much?
Talk.
Come on back. Come on.
The man says you're not on a lucky streak.
What man?
Right over here. He says you've lost.
I was down earlier, but come on.
And you're up now?
No, I'm still down, but I'm going to hit now.
How down are you?
David, you're going to bring me bad luck now.
Well, he says you've already got bad luck.
22, 22. Come on. 22.
22.
All right.
All right. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. All right. I'm up.
$35.
We're up. We're up.
No, we're still down.
How down?
Down.
How down?
22. Down. 22.
How down is she?
Down.
Come on.
20.
How down are you?
I'm down.
How much have you lost?
Everything.
What does that mean?
Everything.
Now, what do you mean?
Everything.
What do you
mean? I'm 22 and make it happen for me.
Why the hell are you betting 22. All that on one number?
Come
Where did you get that number? What
22.
Is 22?
Come on, bet.
Stop betting
Come
22.
On, bet.
00.
You lost. It's gone.
22.
What do you mean?
22.
You have no more money. Stop it.
22.
There's no more money there. Stop it.
You really like 22, huh?
Stop it. Come in.
22. Two. I'm going to hit on 22.
Stop it. You're not there anymore.
If you can name that movie, it's a great film. 277-9600.
Come on back to me, 22.
A great movie. 277-9600. This is a tough one. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, this is Jim.
Jim? You've won from us before, haven't you, Jim?
I have.
Like, do you know this movie?
I think it's Atonement.
It is not Atonement. Ahoy, who's this?
Hey, it's Warren.
Warren, what is it?
What is 22?
It's not Jeopardy, no. I'll move to the next one. Ahoy, who's this?
My name's Josh.
What's your first name?
Josh.
Joff, as in Joffrey?
Josh.
Oh, okay, Josh, name it.
Yes, sir. Lost in America.
It is Lost in America. Albert Brooks, you are absolutely right. Good job.
Thank you, sir.
What would you like?
You pick it for me. Surprise me, boss.
I'll send you over to Junior. He'll pick it. Thank you know what? I'll tell you one thing he won't pick. He won't pick out Everblades tickets for you, but I'll send him over. Hold on. Yeah, Lost in America. They just give everything up, buy a motorhome, and go. Their little nest egg.
How down is she?
Down. That was Gary Marshall was the casino manager. Making a bet. Different kinds of bets. Name this movie and win.
Pay up, Mortimer. I've won the bet.
Here, $1.
A weight's okay. Perfectly useless psychopath like Valentine and turned him into a successful executive. And during the same time, we turned an honest, hard-working man into a violently deranged would-be killer. Now, what are we going to do about taking Winthorpe back and returning Valentine to the ghetto?
I don't want Winthorpe back after what he's done.
You mean keep Valentine on as managing director?
Do you really believe I would have a... run our family business, Randall?
Of course not. Neither would I. I do think we should hold off on switching them back, though, until we get that crop report New Year's Eve, don't you?
Absolutely. No sense rocking the boat until then.
If Mr. Beeks does what we paid him to do, we should have a very happy New Year.
Indeed.
Name the movie.
Now that's how the world works.
It's a classic. 277-9600. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Jim Cody Brown.
Jim Cody Brown. Name the movie, buddy.
Coming into America.
No.
Sorry about that, Jim Cody Brown.
No, it's not. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, gentlemen, this is Al.
Al, name it.
Yes, sir. That is Trading Places.
It is Trading Places. A great scene. Of course, Eddie Murphy, Dan Aykroyd, but the supporting cast were two legendary actors, Don Ameche and Ralph Bellamy, who played the old guys there. What would you like?
I'd like the Lenny Stubbs, please.
Absolutely. The what?
Lenny Stubbs.
Oh, absolutely. Stubbs. Hold on.
And they do make an appearance in Coming to America.
Really?
Yep.
Again,
just a cameo.
Making a bet. Movie clip number 3. I'm telling you, these are not easy. Name it.
Are you going to place a bet or what? Oh, yes. Yes. I'd like the number 7 horse, please. And I'd like
30
to put,
seconds to post time.
$2 to win and $2 to place. and $2 to show. Okay, buddy, but look, the next time you bet, remember, instead of saying $2 to win, $2 to place, $2 to show, just say $2 across the board.
Gee, you mean instead of saying $2 to win, $2 to place, and $2 to show?
Well, we're young, all right?
I have a friend that wants to bet the number.
2 seconds.
He wants to bet. 50 to win on a 6. $50 to win on a 6.
No more bets. And they're off. The field house around the corner, dueling for the early lead. Diamond stick, pin at the rim.
And Nicky, come on, Paul, we're going to go around. Come on.
All right, there's Sunset. Big boy making up lots of ground on the outside, moving to the fourth spot. Here comes Big Boy up with a rush on the extreme outside, swing quickly to the leaders.
How's he doing?
Jim Potter hit all the time.
Give me those things. Let's go, let's go. 5 lengths ahead.
50 bucks.
It's 40 to 1.
That's no grand a piece. No grand a piece.
Will you take me out of your business? I love you. I love you. I'm going to Hawaii! I'm going to Hawaii!
Falling back.
I'm not going to Hawaii!
That's how fast you can lose it. Name the movie. 277-9600. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, this is Chuck.
Chuck, can you name it?
Is that Easy Money?
It is Easy Money. Rodney Dangerfield, Joe Pesci, you are absolutely correct. Nice job.
I heard Rodney in the background. That's the only reason I called it.
What would you like?
What do you got?
What do you want? You want to eat or do you want to go do something?
I want to go eat.
I got Pewter Mug, Shuckers, Lenny's Subs.
I want to take my son somewhere, put it that way.
You know what? Whereabouts do you live?
I live in Fort Myers, sorry.
Well, can you take the drive down to Naples?
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, well, you and your boy are going to go to the Pewter Mug. You're going to have some good food.
All right, no problem. I appreciate it.
You betcha. Hold on, sir.
Yes. $2 to win.
$2 to place.
I've been at that window.
Yes, we both have. All right, making a bet. Name the movie.
Okay, what's the deal? It's a long shot, but Billy used to work at this club over here as a bartender. I heard him talk about it before. This neighborhood, they're gonna make me for a cop right away. All right, you just back me up, pretend like you got a piece. All right, I don't want to do that for. Hey, they may be out of me, but I'll guarantee you they'll cut your black ass right up. Well, so you a badass? You know, it's amazing how far a gun and a badge will take some guys.
Bull attitude and experience is what gets you through. Come on.
I'm telling you, man, I've been in places like this before and white cops came to me and my friends. The only thing that stopped us from kicking their ass, they had guns and badges.
It takes years of experience to handle a joint like this.
You want
to
bet?
I got two problems. Number one, I ain't playing games. Number two, you ain't got nothing to bet with.
Look, if we go in there and get a phone number or GANS, a dead Indian, anything that helps us out, turn your back for a half hour and let me go get some.
What for? Any man talks about women like you, can't get it up anyhow.
I've been in prison for 3 years. My out after wind blows.
All right, you got a bet. But when you lose, you tell me the truth.
Name the movie. 277-9600. Another classic. Ahoy, who's this? Ahoy?
Sounds to me like somebody may have picked up like a best of DVD collection.
Yeah, might have. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, this is Tom.
Tom, name the movie.
48 Hours?
It is 48 Hours. Nick Nolte, Eddie Murphy, what would you like?
You got any more Lennies in the Cape?
I do. Hold on. There we go. All right, one more. This is our last one.
This is going smoother than I think you thought.
Yeah. Went through a few callers, but there's somebody out there that knows these, just like this one. You and I know this movie. Last chance. Making a bet. Name the movie.
Start with a 300. I can count that for you. On the table.
Excuse me?
You have to lay it on the table.
I don't want to bet at all.
Not allowed to hand me money, sir. You have to lay it on the table if you want me to change it. Change in 300.
300.
Do you have anything smaller?
Yes, as a matter of fact, I do, but this happens to be a $100 minimum bet table. Perhaps you'd be more comfortable at one of our lower stakes tables.
Cocktails? Guy behind the guy.
I have a scotch on the rocks. Please, any scotch will do, as long as it's not a blend, of course. Single malt. Glenlivet, Glenfiddich, perhaps. Maybe a Glengow. Any Glen.
Scotch on the rocks.
Double down.
What?
Got an 11. You always double down on 11.
I know, but it's $200. It's blood money. You might get that double down. I can't double down on it.
Mike, if you don't look like you know
what
you're doing,
then what's wrong? Just shut up.
I can't.
I'm telling you, baby, you always double down on the left.
Yeah, well, obviously not always.
Always, baby.
I'm just saying not in this particular case. You always double
down. I lost!
Name them. What a
How
great film.
How many times has that conversation been had?
Oh, tons. Ahoy, who's this?
Chandra.
Chandra, name it.
Rain Man.
No.
You always double down,
yeah,
baby.
Yeah, always, baby. Ahoy, who's this?
It's Jeff. I'm just going to guess. Let it ride.
No. Nope. Telling you, some of these are hard, but this is a great movie.
It's 11. You got to double down, baby.
Yep.
You got to act like you know what you're doing.
Ahoy.
Hey, Sam. Ahoy.
Yeah, hi. Who's this?
Hey, this is Brian.
Brian, name it.
Is that 21?
It is not 21. Ahoy, who's this?
Hey, guys, Pip.
Hey, Pip, you know this movie.
He's all grossed up, baby. That's Swingers.
You got it, Pip. You got it, baby. What
probably
would you...
Grab me some cuter bugs, brother.
You got it, Pip. Hold
Pip
on.
Pip doubles down on six.
hold on, Pip. Any a little outro, please?
Oh, yeah.
I'm glad Pip got it.
Well, he knew it.
He knew it. I know he would know it.
He earned it.
He sure did.
And that concludes Stan's tribute to Betts. Tune in next week when he'll have some other premise.
Yeah, I'll figure it out.
From Radio City in Estero, this is Mark Haney speaking.
96K Rock, Stan and Haney. And, where's my little bumper music? They didn't have it in, so I just figured I'd do it like the old days. Stan and Haney Show, thank you for joining us this afternoon. Greatly appreciated. Mark Haney and the news coming up in just a second. Tomorrow is Cinco de Mayo, the 5th of May. Mexican Independence Day here in America.
But it's not really.
No, in America, we celebrate it. And Mari is going to be broadcasting live tomorrow during the show from 4 to 6. She's going to be at Felipe's Mexican Taqueria on Fort Myers Beach, their Fort Myers Beach location. Big Cinco de Mayo party going on right there. Live music, giveaways, and more. So we'll say hi to her tomorrow for Cinco de Mayo, happening at Felipe's Mexican Taqueria, Fort Myers Beach location.
Even though nobody has any idea what it's commemorating, it's an excuse to have a good time.
Precisely.
And I have no issue with that.
None whatsoever. Although we've always done the stories. Oh, you know, you talk about Cinco de Mayo in Mexico. It doesn't mean too much.
Mm-mm.
It's a holiday for us. A drinking day. A party day. A fun day.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm fine. And like I said, I'm fine with that.
It sells a lot of corn chips, a lot of tequila, a lot of Mexican beers.
Yep.
Why not?
Yep. Let's get you updated on traffic for your drive home this afternoon.
And I guarantee you, if you ask anybody why they're celebrating, they would be hard-pressed to tell you.
It's just about having a party, bruh. Brought to you by Firehouse Subs, 3 Lee County locations, Fort Myers and Cape Coral. All right, let's take a look at Collier County. We haven't looked there today. Golden Gate. Got a crash, Collier Boulevard and Golden Gate Boulevard West, also in Golden Gate. Another crash, Collier Boulevard, this is at 3rd Avenue Southwest, and you are up to date. We'll have one more traffic update for you in about 30 minutes. Mark Haney and the News, brought to you by Jason and Todd at the Diamond District. Starts right now.
There was a time before cable, when the local anchorman reigned supreme, when people believed everything they heard. This was an age when only men were allowed to read the news. One anchorman was more man than the rest.
Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals. He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr. And suits so fine they made Sinatra look like a hobo. In other words,
Mark Haney
was the balls.
Hi, I'm Garrick Utley, and you're listening to Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Good afternoon. This is the news for today, Tuesday, May 4th.
May the 4th be with you, double M, double XI.
I always knew you were a warzy.
Yep. You know, deep down inside, I'm a warzy, not a Trekkie.
Yep. Telling it like it is, I'm me.
Yep.
Time now for Things You Didn't Know.
Is it some warzy fun facts?
No. Staying far, far away. Like a whole galaxy. Yep. Far, far away. Why are you shaking your head at me?
That was just corny, dude.
Yeah, well, I don't need your editorial comment.
Yeah.
Well, you asked.
How about you get to work on that tic-tac thing?
Tic-tac. Tic-tac.
All right, whatever. All the red Chinese.
Yeah. But this is a very big day for him because he is a warzy.
Watching Star Wars tonight.
Because you somehow believe that your character fits with that of Luke Skywalker.
Well, I mean, look at me.
Don't you remember the first time he was here before he left and then came back when we brought him back? We made him...
When we rescued him.
Yes.
He's a rescue producer.
Yes. We quizzed him. Remember, it was you against him and the sounds of the, the ships and the lightsabers and all that.
Yeah.
And I think you trounced him. He was
no,
bragging.
No, I won.
He was bragging that he was Mr. Star Wars.
See, to be...
And you crushed him.
To be clear, when it comes to Star Wars... I was a big, huge fan of the original 1977 Star Wars.
Yeah.
And I was kind of lukewarm after that.
Yeah.
Get that, lukewarm?
Yeah, I got that. It was funny.
I think we all know what Star Wars character I would be.
Yep, Darth Vader.
And of course, Stan here would be Lando Calrissian.
Yeah. Yeah. Whatever.
What? Did you
I
want to
be the Peter Cushing character.
Well,
who was running the Death Star.
But he got in trouble. Didn't Darth Vader choke him out?
No, not Peter Cushing. Did he?
Yeah, eventually.
What happened with that?
Oh, he choked him a little bit, you know?
I find your lack of faith disturbing. We often talk about growing up in the 70s, and we remember it for the most part warmly.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it was a confusing time to be a child.
It was.
The McDonald's character, Grimace.
Hell yeah!
Was originally evil.
Like Darth Vader?
And they made no bones about it. In 1971, he was called Evil Grimace. And it's almost like he was in cahoots with the Hamburglar, only the Grimace wanted to steal your milkshake.
Ah.
Which, of course, later in No Country for Old Men, that became a famous line. I drink your milkshake. But by 1972, for reasons known only to them, they turned him from Evil Grimace, who wanted to steal your milkshakes, into a simple purple monster who's a good guy, but obviously not very bright.
Oh, yeah, I remember Grimace not being bright at all.
Didn't start out that way.
Hmm.
Science.
Science!
Science has spent decades watching all creatures of the earth have sex. They've spent at least 100 years watching all creatures have sex, and here's what they've learned.
What have they learned?
There are only 3 animals that have sex for pleasure and not just to grudgingly reproduce.
Well, you're humans.
That's one of them.
Then I would assume there would have to be a primate of some sort.
Bonobos.
What are they? What are the bonobos?
They're like a half chimp.
Half human, half chimp? Like a bonobo?
No.
Show me a bonobo.
They're not half human, but they're not chimps either.
Oh, there's Grimace. Look at all the shakes he has, that Grimace.
Yeah. He had a lot more self-respect back then.
Sure did. That's a chimpanzee.
That's a bonobo.
Yeah. They look like chimps, but they're not chimps.
And so they have sex for fun.
Yep.
Okay. What else?
It's obvious when you think about it, because we've heard stories. Dolphins.
Oh yeah. They'll go and hump their trainer just for the fun of it.
Yeah, and it doesn't matter what sex they are.
Nope.
They just need it.
Yep. Bad.
Based on the average life expectancy in the United States, if you're 18 years old, you only have about 3,160 weekends left in your life.
Rock on.
If you're 40, that number falls to about 2,000 weekends left.
Mm. What if you're 59?
Well, if you're 59... They have the numbers, but they don't feel it would be appropriate to tell you
right.
Because it's that depressing.
Yeah. I think I got, maybe 100? 150?
Well, they just feel like it's inappropriate to... Over 40, they feel like they should lay off it.
Right.
Because they don't want to be morbid.
Okay.
You know, Scrubs was a pretty good sitcom.
I vaguely remember it.
There was a particular episode of Scrubs in 2002 where the stars of the show, Zach Braff and Sarah Chalk's characters, went skydiving.
Uh-huh.
Well, there's no way in hell the actors were going to do that. They don't pay them enough. So they had stunt doubles do the skydiving scene. So, obviously, Zach's stunt double met up with Sarah's stunt double. They went skydiving. They hit it off so well, they wound up getting married.
Oh, isn't that nice?
Yeah, that's what they wanted on Scrubs. But they had to tease him because they needed that tension. You know, Cheers made a living off that.
They sure did.
A lot longer than they should have.
You see, you were reading that stuff about the sitcoms.
That's a pure coincidence. Mm. I didn't just make that up.
I know.
We talked about this during the headlines, and I determined that Stan has often wondered when he's in the drive-thru at Starbucks, what the hell could that person be ordering that takes this long?
Yeah.
Well, we have the answer. A Starbucks barista named Josie, who works in Van Nuys, California, tweeted out a picture of a customer's order on Saturday. And if you're stuck in line, this very well could be what's going on ahead of you.
Ridiculous. Go inside.
A customer named Edward ordered a caramel ribbon crunch frappuccino.
Jeez. You're a grown man.
He wanted a caramel ribbon crunch frappuccino. Well, with a couple of modifications.
Oh, that could be taken care of inside the store.
So what Edward ended up ordering was a caramel ribbon crunch frappuccino with 5 bananas, extra drizzle, extra whip, extra ice, extra cinnamon dolce topping.
Shut up.
7 extra pumps of caramel sauce. Extra caramel crunch, 1 pump of honey blend, and exactly 7 frappuccino chips.
That makes me mad.
Not just you. The tweet went viral and blew up so much that the name Edward was actually trending on Twitter yesterday. And that sent other Starbucks employees off posting pictures of the ridiculous drinks they've made. So that's what's going on, Stan.
Stop it.
Would it have been better if you didn't know?
I suspected as much.
In a moment.
I am Bill O'Reilly with today's good news. Here's Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, my colleague, Mark Haney.
Bill, and then there was another guy with wet brain.
Okay,
that was
yep.
Watching abnormal psych videos.
Yeah, great way to waste some time.
Yeah, just kill time.
Yep.
Bill.
Jeez.
You cannot do anything in today's world to escape marketing.
Oh, of course.
It's everywhere.
Absolutely.
A woman on Red Chinese TikTok posted a video after she had ordered McDonald's delivery. And she was quite disturbed. You know, probably, you know, ordered 7 Big Macs. And found a flyer in the bag advertising weight loss.
There's a hint.
It said, discover good nutrition, and to quote, join the club. A representative for McDonald's says they sure as hell didn't put it there. But how did it happen? Well, there was a name and a contact number. So it appears the DoorDash driver who delivered the McDonald's might be moonlighting for Herbalife on the side.
Yep.
McDonald's says they're looking into this very seriously.
Yep. That driver knew his clientele. McDonald's again.
Well, you know, you got to hustle. Yeah. Right, Junior?
That is correct.
There's a 28-year-old woman by the name of Chenasia Campbell.
Hey, Chenasia.
Who was on American Airlines on Sunday, flying from Miami to New York.
This is a nut.
In the middle of the flight, she became furious at the flight attendants. Why?
Why?
They didn't take it upon themselves to remove the garbage from her tray. She chased them down the aisle and physically attacked one of them. As she was physically beating the flight attendant, she yelled out, quote, "Cops aren't going to do anything to me." Well, that was wrong, because as it happens, there was an off-duty NYPD officer on the plane, and he intervened and placed our good friend Chenasia in restraints for the remainder of the flight. She was arrested when the flight landed, and she's facing charges of interfering with a flight crew, which I think can get you sent to Gitmo these days.
That's Fed stuff right there. Do we have a picture of Chenasia? Do we have a...
Kind of.
Well, where? Where? I don't... What?
That's literally the only pictures I can find. She's wearing her face mask over her eyes.
Well, she did say that she was flying with Jesus and didn't do nothing.
Yeah.
Hello, I'm Bill Curtis of Investigative Reports. For our final story, here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Bill, you never know what's going to set somebody off.
You don't.
There's a 59-year-old gentleman by the name of Rodney Thomas. He calls Jonesboro, Arkansas home.
Well, that's God's country.
Last week, he went to another man's house and became involved.
What the hell's wrong with him?
Is that a fisheye lens?
What?
He went to another man's house and got into a heated argument regarding a disco ball.
What?
It seems that Rodney had sold this man a disco ball for $20, but then changed his mind and wanted it back.
What?
The man said, "Absolutely not. I cherish this thing."
Yeah.
And said he was keeping the disco ball. So at that point, Rodney did the only thing he could do.
What's that?
Well, he physically attacked him. He was arrested for robbery and theft charges. No word on who has custody of the disco ball.
What's wrong with his head?
There's something very, very wrong.
It's almost like they put a giant face on a body. It's almost like a cut and paste.
Yeah, it's almost like the Bidens with the Carters.
Now, that was a real picture.
But they look like giant people, and the Carters look like munchkins.
They're in their 90s!
We represent the lollipop.
He can't sit up!
He may not be able to sit up, but does that mean that their furniture is miniature and their house is a tiny little gingerbread house?
They don't take that picture because they know that Roslyn and Jimmy can't sit up. They're in their 90s, but they have those big plush chairs that they just sink in.
Yeah.
And then Biden's like kneeling next to him.
Yeah, and so Joe and Jill appear like, you know, Shaq next to a third grader.
They're all sunk. The Carters are all sunk in those chairs.
And the Bidens look like giant
people.
Well,
yes, it shows youth.
Is that what it shows?
Yes. There's a 90-year-old person.
96.
96-year-old person versus somebody, what is he, 80? Biden?
Well, I think he turned 78 on the campaign trail and won't age another year as long as he's in office.
I saw the picture. They're like just sucked in with those chairs.
What can we do to make Joe look young? I know. Put him next to Carter.
Yes.
And that's the news for today, Tuesday, May 4th.
Double M, double XI.
I am Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman.
There he is, little Mucky Haney, selling it like it is.
Jason and Todd from the Diamond District bringing us news this afternoon. You got the picture of them? Have you seen the picture?
No, I haven't.
Oh, it's
yeah, they it looks like they've gone into a miniature house. And they got a duck.
Well, it just looks like, you know, poor Jimmy Carter at 96. He looks like a Charlie McCarthy doll sitting in there. It's like you can't force him to sit up.
Now, I understand it's all camera perspective, yes. But the way that they did it, truly, they look like giants.
We'll be back. We're Stan and Haney.
Yeah, look at that. Look at that. The Carters look like little kids. Look at giant Joe Biden.
Well, that's, you know what? Hold it, though.
Everything else around it also looks small.
Yes.
Like the end table and the chair next to Joe Biden.
All miniature, except for the Bidens.
I proclaim right now, looking at it from a distance, that's a doctored photo.
96 K-Rock is now on radio.com. Brought to you by our friends Jason and Todd at the Diamond District. Check us out.
If you had a friend who was a king, what kind of a gift would you give him?
Well,
there are many people of prominence who have been thrilled to receive this.
Stan and Haney.
The world's most exciting radio.
96.
The quality goes in before the name goes on.
K-Rock.
Damn right.
Mm-hmm. Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Al Beck coming up at 6 o'clock. He'll have a 6 o'clock cash hole word for you. Could get you 500. Let's get one more look at traffic for your drive home, brought to you by Firehouse Subs. Three Lee County locations, Fort Myers and Cape Coral. All right, where to begin? Let's start in North Fort Myers.
Where do I begin?
Crash, 18,000 block of Old Bayshore Road. Fort Myers, crash, Daniels Parkway and 6 Mile Cypress Parkway. That's just great. Fort Myers, crash, Kingston Drive East and Richmond Avenue. And in Lehigh Acres, crash, Timers Lane and Westgate Boulevard. And you are up to date. Yes! Wasn't this Miko?
Mm-hmm.
Miko Minardo.
But Star Wars, if there should be Star Wars, please let them say.
Oh! What plane? What's shooting that?
Lasers.
Yeah.
The TIE fighter.
TIE fighter.
But Star Wars, if they should buy wars, please let them stay.
That's R2-D2. So awesome. We loved it back in the 70s.
Couldn't get enough of it.
Because we were smoking a lot of pot. What is that? What is that?
Sounds like a Wookiee to me. Well, we're in the bar.
This is the cantina.
Yep.
He doesn't like you either.
Ha,
There goes Luke Skywalker putting the old biscuit in the basket.
Time now for another Stan and Haney stand-up comedy classic. Classic comedy the way it used to be on 96 K-Rock.
Little experiences we've all had. You ever been sitting in a railroad train in a station and there's another train sitting right next to you and one of them starts to move and you can't tell which one it is? Did you ever try to pick up a suitcase you thought was full, but it wasn't? And you go, ooh. And for just a split second, you feel really strong. How about when you're looking through a chain link fence? Did you ever notice if you're just the right distance from a chain link fence, sometimes it seems to go, what is that? How do they do that? Did you ever try to tell somebody they have a little bit of dirt on their face? You can never get them to rub the right spot, can you? Say, you got a little bit of dirt right here. They always go, where? Here? And you just want to slap the bastard.
Have yourselves a great evening, Lord willing. We're back here tomorrow at 2 o'clock. We'll do it all over again. We're the Stan and Haney Show, 96 K-Rock. And we leave you this afternoon with this. Hey, Junior.
Yes.
May the 4th be with you. I did this just for you. Just for you. Today is May 4th.
Just for me, huh?
Yep, just for you.
Yeah, big day for you.
Yep, I know you love this.
Even though the force is a bit weak with that one.
May the 4th. Yes. May the 4th be with you.
Now, you know what? In addition to all the Jedi heroes and the Sith villains, comic relief is very important
yes,
in the Star
is.
Wars universe. You know, like a Jar Jar Binks.
Yep. He's our own Jar Jar.
Hey, man.
Why? Who do you think you are in the Star Wars universe?
Isn't it clear, dude?
No.
Obviously, I'm Luke Skywalker.
Obviously?
Yeah, man.
I'm your father.
No, you're not.
That's what he said.
Dateline Norman, Oklahoma. Hail was coming down in Norman, Oklahoma.
Right there on the Barry Switzer Parkway?
Yes, on Barry Switzer Parkway. And someone actually filmed, they were in a Walmart, as huge hail was coming through the ceiling of the Walmart.
Wow.
In Walmart, and hail was coming through the roof. Oh, my Lord. Yeah, I guarantee every window in my van is falling. I've never in my life seen anything like this.
Mark, thank you. Is there any chance we can get a little laughter today?
Like a party.
Yeah.
I'll have a vodka martini, by the way.
Partay.
We're going to partay.
4 o'clock fluffer. 4 o'clock fluffer. Mark.
Stan.
Everyone.
Honey, I'm home.
Hi, Mr.
Oh,
White
Pocahontas.
Hi. Thanks, girl.
Aw.
You know what today is, Stan?
May the 4th be with you.
With that in mind, we bring you today's list of the
top
things even diehard fans don't know about Star Wars.
Oh, top things even diehard fans don't know about Star Wars.
George Lucas would trade all of his success in a moment for a chin.
You refer to me as Fatty McFatFat?
A disco version of the Star Wars theme became a number one pop hit in 1977 because everyone was doing lots of cocaine at that time. Yeah. At the end of every Star Wars movie, George Lucas appears at the bank cashing a giant check. Hayden Christensen was cast in Attack of the Clones because Anakin Skywalker was originally supposed to come from a planet of people who are completely expressionless.
Ha 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 ha. I'm dying. This is gold. Pure gold.
Makes sense when you think about it.
Mm-hmm.
Chewbacca was an absolute tick magnet.
Yeah.
Rocky Mountain yeah. Spotted Fever.
Remember when D-Train used to be able to do a spot-on impression of Chewbacca?
Yeah, but he couldn't do it on demand.
How about you? Can you do it on demand?
What a great guy, huh? I could do a Chewbacca impression. Yeah, so can I.
Wow.
That is just... That's... I don't know what you call it. Jealousy? Chip on his shoulder? I don't know.
The phrase, I have a bad feeling about this, is uttered by a character in every Star Wars film.
Ah.
And also by Stan whenever he makes Junior's mic hot.
It's true.
Nobody can hear that.
No, because he won't re-record it and bring the levels up on it because he ain't got time.
Why bother?
Maybe go ask D-Train.
He would have fixed it.
Yep.
And what a great guy.
And finally, the top thing. Even diehard fans don't know about Star Wars.
Yes.
The term Ewok is an anagram of woke, and their pronouns are they/them.
I just got my head touched.
Sure you did. Sure you did.
And the lady.
Have you been checked for imposter syndrome? Are you cisgender?
Stop it!
Blue skies.
Yeah.
Every day is a gift.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.